Violet groaned inwardly, a phrase which here means said nothing but felt disappointed at the prospect of another chilly dinner. But she smiled at Aunt Josephine, and headed down an aisle of the market in search of cucumbers. She looked wistfully at all the delicious food on the shelves that required turning on the stove in order to prepare it. Violet hoped that someday she would cook a nice hot meal for Aunt Josephine and her siblings using the invention she was working on with the model train engine. For a few moments she was so lost in her inventing thoughts that she didn't look where she was going until she walked right into someone. "Excuse me," Violet started to say, but when she looked up she couldn't finish her sentence. There stood a tall, thin man with a blue sailor hat on his head and a black eye patch covering his left eye. He was smiling eagerly down at her, as if she were a brightly wrapped birthday present that he couldn't wait to rip open. His fingers were long and bony, and he was leaning awkwardly to one side, a bit like Aunt Josephine's house dangling over the hill. When Violet looked down, she saw why. There was a thick stump of wood where his left leg should have been, and like most people with peg legs, this man was leaning on his good leg, which caused him to tilt. But even though Violet had never seen anyone with a peg leg before, this was not why she couldn't fit. Had to do with something she had seen before. The bright, bright shine in the man's one eye, and above it, just one long eyebrow. When someone is in disguise, and the disguise is not very good, one can describe it as a transparent disguise. This does not mean that the person is wearing plastic wrap, or glass, or anything else transparent. It merely means that people can see through his disguise. That is, the disguise doesn't fool them for a minute. Violet wasn't fooled for even a second as she stood staring at the man she'd walked into. She knew at once it was Count Olaf. "Violet, what are you doing in this aisle?" Aunt Josephine said, walking up behind her. "This aisle contains food that needs to be heated, and you know—" When she saw Count Olaf, she stopped speaking, and for a second Violet thought that Aunt Josephine had recognized him too. But then Aunt Josephine smiled, and Violet's hopes were dashed, a word which here means shattered.
"Hello," Count Olaf said, smiling at Aunt Josephine. "I was just apologizing for running into your sister here."
Aunt Josephine's face grew bright red, seeming even brighter under her white hair. "Oh, no," she said, as Klaus and Sonny came down the aisle to see what all the fuss was about. "Violet is not my sister, sir. I am her legal guardian." Count Olaf clapped one hand to his face as if Aunt Josephine had just told him she was the Tooth Fairy.
"I cannot believe it," he said. "Madam, you don't look nearly old enough to be anyone's guardian."
Aunt Josephine blushed again. "Well, sir, I have lived by the lake my whole life, and some people have told me that it keeps me looking youthful."
"I would be happy to have the acquaintance of a local personage," Count Olaf said, tipping his blue sailor hat and using a silly word, which here means person. "I am new to this town, and beginning a new business, so I am eager to make new acquaintances. Allow me to introduce myself."